Aurora, the new servant my daughters were so excited about. And for once, it's not because they're going to eat you. You know, it's proper to greet a lady when she speaks to you. Good boy. Where do you think you're going? You can leave those chores for now. The mistress of the castle wishes to speak to you. Is that not more important than a few dishes? I thought so. Come. Sit. Talk with me for a while. No, you're not in trouble. But you will be if you don't do as I say. So sit! Good. You seem to have caught the attention of my daughters. And truth be told, I can see why. You look like quite a delightful treat. Come closer. I won't bite. That's it. Let me get a good look at you. Don't move your head from my hand, stupid man thing! When your mistress gives you a command, you obey! Now is that so hard? Open your mouth. Now I'm going to feel your tongue. If you bite me, you won't live to regret it. Understood? Good. Not bad. Push against my fingers with it. Fairly strong. For a normal human, at least. Tell me, little man. Have you ever fantasized about me? Before you answer, keep in mind that I have little patience for liars. I knew it. From the day you arrived at my castle, you snuck little glances at me. The fullness of my bosom, the width of my swaying hips. Even now you can't help but stare at my full crimson lips. Are you imagining them wrapped around your cock, smearing bright red all over your shaft? Or maybe, do you see them kissing your neck, trailing down your collarbone, leaving scarlet copies on your skin with each and every kiss? Marking you as mine. And there it is. That wonderful little shudder. It seems Daniela was right about you. You are simply a delight to toy with. Well, my daughters like to have fun with the staff. And Daniela told me that you had made the most wonderful sound when she called you a good boy. In fact, she suggested we keep you as a pet. And I approve of her choice. Seeing you now, trying not to show just how desperately aroused you are, with your cock straining against your uniform. I think you'd make a very good pet. Don't you? Your role? As the house pet, you'd serve and service myself and my three daughters as needed. You'd want for nothing and you would live in the castle with the four of us. Does that not sound spectacular? My thoughts exactly. Well, I see no reason you shouldn't start now. After all, this conversation has gotten me quite excited to give you a try. So, follow me up to my bedroom. Come, pet. I can feel your eyes on my behind, you know. Keep them there. And here we are. My chambers. Strip for me, pet. I'm going to see my new toy in all its glory. Not bad. I'm going to enjoy using you. But first, get on your knees. You look so pretty like this. Kneeling with that pleading look in your eye. It would make a lovely portrait, but I suppose I'll have to settle for the memory. For now, at least. You've been a good little man-thing thus far, so I suppose a reward is in order. I'm going to lift my dress, slowly. Are you ready to have a peek at the object of all your wildest fantasies? Idiot! It's yes, Mistress Domitresque. There you go. Now, have a look at these shapely legs. How smooth the skin is. How long they are. The way my calves move into my plush thighs. This little show is getting you all riled up, isn't it? Good. I want you to be ravenous, pet. I want you to be absolutely desperate to plunge into my dripping pussy. I want you to be so out of your tiny little mind with lust that even hearing my name brings you to that magnificent itch. Are you desperate for me, man-thing? Are you desperate for me, man-thing? Good. Then I'm going to drop my dress. And you, my little pet, are going to worship me. And here it is. The object of all your desires standing before you, willing and waiting in only her lingerie. What do you have to say in response to such a gift? Good boy. Now, crawl to me, man-thing. That's it. Keep your eyes glued to my perfect body, to the form of your goddess. Now, I want you to praise this voluptuous body of mine. Each and every inch of flesh. That's it. Start by kissing my feet. Oh, even the lowest part of me is beautiful beyond compare. Isn't it, pet? Then keep going. Oh, yes. Trail up my calf. Slowly, slowly. Kiss my thighs. Massage them. Feel your hand sink into them. Oh my. Your tongue feels nice against my skin. That's it, pet. Show mistress your devotion. Show her how much you love her voluptuous form. Go ahead and remove my panties. Slowly. There you go. That's it. What do you think you're doing? Oh, I know you were trying to kiss my flower. It's what you aren't doing that concerns me. You must request such pleasures, pet. You've been a good boy so far, so I'll forgive you this once. But next time you'll be due punishment. Understood? Then get to work, man-thing. Oh, that's it. Good pet. Nice, slow strokes with that pretty tongue of yours. Yes. Slide it between my petals. Breathe in my scent. Oh, let it fill your nostrils. Let it fog your mind. Become drunk on it. Oh, I loved that little yelp. Do you enjoy having Mistress lace her fingers through your hair, pulling you closer into her delicious honey pond? Feeling the power of her grip on your head, reminding you of your place. Such a delightful little thing, aren't you? How's the taste? Everything you hoped for? Then why don't you taste more? Yes, deeper, faster. Please, your mistress. Oh, good boy, good pet. It seems I was right about your tongue. Right there, that's the spot. Keep doing that. Oh, good boy, work that tongue. Make me come in your mouth. I'm so close. I'm coming. Drink me in, pet. Don't let a drop of my nectar go to waste. Good pet. But you made quite the mess of your mistress. What are you going to do about it? That's it. Lick every last bit of my juices off. Give Mistress's thighs a nice tongue bath. Enough! Now, on the bed! You look like a little doll on my bed. So small and helpless. It's quite apt, no? Mistress wants to play with her doll. So lay down. My. So hard from just eating me out. Such a naughty little man thing. Hands at your sides. And don't move them unless I say so. Good. Now, I'm going to ever so slowly start running one gloved finger up and down the underside of your shaft before I lightly circle around that throbbing head. What was that? Fuck you. Oh, naughty boy. I could, but it's just so much fun watching you squirm and writhe, fighting back every urge to touch yourself. No bucking! You feel what I want you to feel. I'll just hold your pelvis down. There. No more naughty thrusts. Oh, look at you. So desperate to be inside me. It's actually quite endearing. I'll tell you what. I'll let you convince me. If you beg for it, I might let you experience what it's like to fuck the lady of the castle. A good start, but not quite convincing enough. Or do you not want me to ride you so hard you forget your own name? A bit more convincing. But I still think you can do better. Oh, there it is, that desperation. Oh, the desire. That's proper begging. Now get ready for me. I'll just put my back to you and guide you in. Do not worry, pet. I'll do my best not to break you. That feels wonderful. You're the perfect size for me. Hitting all the right spots. Oh. Take a moment to savor it, pet. Then I'm going to start bouncing on you. And remember, no touching! I'm in control! Are you enjoying the view? Do you love my perfect derriere slapping against your hips? Rippling with each and every impact as I watch you squirm over my shoulder. Yes. Moan for me, man thing. Let out all of those wonderful sounds. You're still fighting that urge to thrust up into me, to go deeper into my exquisite cunt. Good boy. You don't move until I say so. Though, I must admit, I do love to see you struggle with it. Maybe I'll give you another hurdle. Maybe I'll speed up. Reach back and unhook my bra. And just hold it to my chest as I bounce against your hips. Because I know how badly you want to see my breasts. How often you've peeked at my cleavage. Imagine what it would be like to have your face buried between them. Wouldn't you love to make that dream come true? Then you know what to do. Beg for me, man-thing. Beg for me to turn around, to let you see them, feel them, taste them. That's a good pet. Oh, you beg so beautifully. Very well. I'm going to turn to face you. Are you ready? And here they are. My immaculate chest is bare before you now. Now, sit up. Get nice and close to them. Bury your face in my breasts. That's right. Worship my body. Are you ready for me to ride you until you release all of that hot seed into me? Good boy. Then I'll slide you back in. And fuck you harder than you could imagine. That's it. Oh, kiss them. Lick them. Suck them. Show them appreciation for all the fantasies they've featured in. Suffocate yourself in my massive memories. That's it. Take it, pet. This is where you belong. Beneath me, while my pussy clenches around you and furiously massages your cock. Oh, you didn't expect me to wrap my leg around you, did you? I'm using it to pull you in deeper. Oh. I can feel you twitch and pulse inside me. You're getting closer and closer, aren't you? Not yet! You don't come until I give you permission. Understood? Good. I'd hate to have you disobey me now, because I'm getting close too, and I would hate to have to stop and punish you. That's right. I'm almost there. You're going to feel me squeeze down on you like no one else could. I'm going to count down, and I want you to let go when I command it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Almost there. 3, 2, 1. Release inside me, man-thing. Obey your mistress and come. Look into my amber eyes and fill me up. Good boy. Very good boy. Awfully tired for just one orgasm. Well, I suppose that's nothing a bit of training won't solve. Oh, a request. Very well. Let's hear it. You want to cuddle? Well, I suppose I wouldn't be a very good owner if I didn't let my pet show me affection, now would I? All right, you can cuddle me. You can cuddle me, man-thing. But first, be a dear and light a cigarette for me. Now, go ahead and get under the covers. I'm going to do a bit of reading. Get some rest. You'll certainly need it. Welcome to House Dimitrescu.